Medrash in Tehillim, Medrash Sheikh HaTov Perek Ches, says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be Mekabel the second Luchos, the Luchos Shniyos, so the Melachi Asheris told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving them the Torah? Kal Yisrael was chayte, they bow down to Avodah Zarah. Says Lo Yia Locha Lehim Acherim. So how could you give them the Torah? So Hashem says to the Malachim, you're always looking out for the bad of Kal Yisrael. So the Lashon HaMedrash is you're a kategorin, you're prosecuting angels all the time, you're just looking for the bad. He says, well, didn't you go down to Avram Avinu? Didn't you eat Basar B'chalav over there? So he says, every child who comes home from school, their mother feeds them, gives them bread, and then gives them meat, and the mother wants to give them some milk to drink afterwards. And the kid says, no, don't give me any milk. My Rebbe told me in Cheder already, I'm not allowed to eat any milk. Pashas, we're talking about even a kid who's not Igiel Achinuch, because also obviously the mother knows that, you know, you can't give me the milk. So they keep the Torah, they already keep it. Or you could say it was before Matan Torah, but Al Kapanim, they keep it, they keep Basar B'chalav, and you went down and you don't keep the Torah, and you're telling me not to give it to Klal Yisrael. So without, before the Malachim had a chance to give an answer, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, take the Torah, take it down, before they find an answer. So you see from here, especially now that we're after Kabbalah Satorah, that a integral schus that we have in Kabbalah Satorah is the fact that we keep the halachas of Basar B'chalav. So I figure it would be an apropos time to start just the basics on Hilchas Basar B'chalav. So the first thing is that the Torah says three times, L'savashel gedi b'chalev imay, that you cannot cook in meat in mother's milk, a goat's meat in mother's milk. And it says it once in Parshas Mishpatim, in Kisisa, in Parshas Re'eh. And Chazal darshan from here that there's three separate isurim by Basar B'chalav. Number one is, you're not allowed to cook Basar B'chalav, you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. You're not allowed to eat meat and milk that was cooked together. And you're not allowed to have hana from meat and milk that was cooked together. And that's how Maisa the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, the first halach is that you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together, have hana, or eat it. Now that's only if it's Basar B'chalav D'oraisa, which we'll get later on into that. Now the first thing is, what is Bishul Basar B'chalav? What is the D'oraisa of Bishul Basar B'chalav? So the Gemara darshins that it has to be Derech Bishul, the normal mode of cooking. And what some of the Rishonim say is that it means that when you cook something, the way a tam transfers from the meat to the milk or the milk to the meat is an integral part of the Isser. So it has to be a type of bishul which would transfer the tam in a way that it would go, the milk would go into the meat completely through and through, and the meat would go into the milk through and through. So the question is, what is that? What is this Derech Bishul? Now there was someone once asked me, a shayla, that their wife wanted to take a cooking course. And in the cooking course, they were going to fry steak in butter. It was a non-Jewish cooking course, obviously. And the question was, could she go to this cooking course, participate in it, and fry the steak in butter? Now she's not going to eat it, obviously, but here she's cooking meat and milk. Butter, obviously, is milk. Another question was, someone worked in an office where there were non-Jews, and someone asked, you know, one of the Jewish workers, can you take my cheeseburger and warm it up in the microwave? Now there's cheese and meat together, so is that permissible also? So the first thing is that Bishul Basar B'chalav, number one is cooking it in a pot, milk with meat. It means to say you have liquid milk and meat cooking in the pot, that is the for sure daraisa, and that everyone holds that is daraisa. This huadin, if you poured from a klirishin, if you dropped meat, cold meat, into a hot pot of milk, then that would also be the daraisa of Basar B'chalav, even if the pot is now not on the fire. Or huadin, if you took cold milk and put it onto a hot piece of meat that's in a klirishin, that would also be a bishul basar b'chalav d'oraisa, and that would be asa b'achila, asa b'hana, and yeah. Now there's another mode of cooking, which is tzli. You roast it. For example, you take a piece of meat, you put it on the grill, and you put cheese on top of the meat. Is that going to be basar b'chalav d'oraisa? So Now, this also includes what's called slikador, which is that any type of, if you have meat or chicken in a pan without any liquid added to it, meaning its own juice, that would be considered sli. But if you would add water, that would be already bishul. So pri chadash and others are machmir. The Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan says that l'chadchila one should be machmir that even sli would be considered bishul b'chol of deraisa. The Pritoyer, the Chavistas, they say that it's the Rabbanan. The Maisa, l'chadchila, we are machmir. The psak is that one should not roast basar b'chalav together. But the Eved, there is makam to be makel mid the Rabbanan, but it wouldn't be such ramifications. It wouldn't be a shayla of only hanah, but not anything else. Another mode of cooking is tigun. You're frying it. You want to fry. Like this case, you take a piece of meat, you want to fry it in butter. We're not talking about deep frying, because deep frying is bishul, is regular cooking. But here you want to, like, you know, just put a little layer of butter in the pan in order that the piece of meat could be roasted, could be fried. So that also is machlokes. Again, most of the peskim are machmel chetchila. The Prima Gadim says a lashon that behefsid meruba you can be makel, but other than that, we're not makel with tigun. And then comes the shayla with a microwave. A microwave, what's the status of a microwave? So there is a tshuva from Reb Moshe in Hilchos Shabbos, where Reb Moshe was talking about if a microwave is bishul on Shabbos daraisa. So Reb Moshe says, his lashon over there is that since a microwave is going to be the newest form of cooking, people are going to take raw food and cook it in the microwave because it's very simple. You turn on the timer, you set it, and it's good to go. So therefore, it's going to be bishul basar b'chol. It's going to be bishul deraisa on Shabbos. Now, from what I understand, I don't think that it took off as much as Reb Moshe said. We do use it for cooking, generally vegetables, maybe potato, things like that. But it's mostly used for rewarming, an easy way of mode of rewarming food. Reb Yashiv also said that it would be deraisa. But again, he's also said his lashon over there is brought down the Shulchan Yitzchak. He says that the reason why it would be deraisa is because there are things which we cook in a microwave. So therefore, since we see it's a mode of cooking, therefore it would be a deraisa. So again, there we would at least be machmel lechatchila, but b'di eved we would zicher be mekel. Now there's one other thing to note. What? Meaning if you take, let's say, something that's liquidy with chicken, you put chicken into milk. Just theoretically. What? Yes, good. We'll get to that in a second. Another thing is that if, let's say, it was previously cooked together, so there's ain bishul acha bishul, even by basar b'chol. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Pei Zayin brings down that there's no bishul acha bishul. Meaning, if I already cooked the milk and the meat together, so there was a transfer of time, so now I'm not adding any more by cooking it again. So getting back to these shailos. So first of all, in the cooking course, if you're taking a piece of meat, just add one more thing. Chicken and meat and milk is only going to be a derabbanan. It's machlokes and rishonim, but we paskin, machaber, shach, taz, everyone paskins, that chicken and milk is only derabbanan. There is only a shail of maris ayin. But without the shail of maris ayin, it only would be a derabbanan. So now getting back to the shailas that we talked about, first of all, let's say the cooking course. A woman wants to go to this cooking course and they're going to fry steak and butter. So here we're getting into the shail of tigun. So l'chatchila, zikr, one should not go into such a course because it's a shail of a daraisa. And just even starting to take the course is a shail of l'chatchila. So zikr, one should not, if they already put down money and they already started the course, and it would create some friction and some maybe, you know, Achil Hashem, you know, oh, you said you're taking the course and all of a sudden you're stopping and whatever, then obviously you can continue with the course. But what if you know that this is going to be part of the course, zikr, one should not start such a course. Now, in the case of the cheeseburger, so it's like this. Number one is, if it was rewarming, so it's again, here it's bishul acha bishul. It was already previously cooked in the oven with cheese and with the cheese on the burger, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem of bishul. Even if it wasn't, he took a piece of raw cheese, the meat was cooked already, but now it was never cooked together. So here we have the shayla. It's a double shayla. Why? Because number one, it's tzli, like you just said. Sorry, what's your name?
Nothing.
Yossi. Like Yossi just said, that it's Sli, so it's a Shaila of the Rabbanon. And number two is that it's a microwave. It's another Shaila. So therefore, especially B'makim Eva, where you know the Goyish worker won't understand, like, why won't you, you know, cook? What's the big deal? You know, just meat and milk together, right? You know, do it all the time. So therefore, Zikr, if it's going to create friction in an office, Avada, there is makim to be makel to cook to do together. Now, just to leave on an interesting shayla, it's a shayla that, you know, you don't even think of, but it comes up probably every single week, maybe even even a few times in the week. And the shayla is, if you know, your children have a bib, and they ate on the bib, you know, you fed them something fleishig, and it dripped on the bib, and then they eat something milchiks, and it dripped on the bib, and now you want to put it into the washing machine to wash the bib. And here, you're going to be mevashel basar b'chalav. You have meat, which was never, even though it was previously cooked, but it wasn't cooked with the milk. And you have milk, and now you're putting it into the washing machine, you're putting it together. And it could be the same thing with tablecloths. You have a milchig tablecloth that you use for Shabbos, and a fleishig tablecloth, and now you're going to put it in matzah Shabbos, and wash all of them together. So it's a shayla basar b'chalav.
Just to add
the cooking. Yeah, so here's the deraisa.
That's
why?
Well, the machine you use instead of.
Yeah, but you're putting it into water and now you have
washing
it.
Machine.
Yeah.
Unless it's the new way to start cooking.
Yeah, but I don't know if washing machine makes it. What do you mean? Oh, but very good. That's one second. So that very, very good. There is a tshuva about that. So one second, I'll get to that in a second. That's a good point. So first of all, very good. Everyone's bringing up very good points over here. So the Shevet HaKos, he clears the shayla. Shevet HaKos is Reb Shami Kos Gross. So he clears the shayla, and he says first of all, one interesting thing. He says that if you have an article of clothing and there's milk on it and it dried up, he said it's the same thing as being it balua in a pot. So the same way when it's balua in a pot, let's say it would be in anything yoimai, right? The tam that coming out is a tam pogam, it doesn't taste good and it wouldn't answer. So too, if it would be in any bin yoimai, he says it wouldn't answer. That's one thing.
Then, anyways, child.
Yeah, but it's still real. It didn't become pogum yet. So the second thing he says is that the pashtus is that the 60 against it, and if the 60 against the meat and the milk, so then it doesn't answer. He says number three. He says that, like you said, I'm sorry. What's your name?
Matas
said that you use detergent. So the detergent is pogum the food. And therefore, it's not going to be basar b'chalav. And the third thing is that most of the time, we don't use yad seledus water. Even if it's 30 degrees, 30 degrees is less than 100. 40 degrees already, it depends, you know, there's usually, the underwear is what you use, like, you know, really hot water in. Other than that, most of the time, hot water will ruin the clothing. So you don't usually use yad seledus water. Even 40 degrees is Baruch 103, 104, something like that. That's already, that's just touching upon a shayla of yad seledus. So therefore, because of all these tzirufim lahakal, therefore it would be mutter, even lechadchila, to put all these stuff together in the washing machine. Now, I'm sorry, what's your name? Nachum? So Nachum said about, you're not doing it to eat, so there is a tshuva from, I forgot his name right now, maybe it'll come back to me, but there's a tshuva about this idea of cooking meat and milk together where it's not to eat. For example, where does this come up? Very, very, very neged the Geshayla in Eretz Yisrael. When you burn the dumpsters, so there's meat and milk in the dumpsters together. So how are you allowed to do that? So another place it comes up is when they have the incinerators. We have incinerators in a building in America. They had them, and you throw garbage into the incinerator. So you're cooking basar b'chalav together. So how is that mutter? So there are poskim that want to say that since you're not doing it to cook together, you're just destroying it, then it wouldn't be a problem. Right, there's nothing left at the end. Even though at the point of starting to cook lamaisa, there is time transferring. So even though at the end of the day it got destroyed, a raya that it could be exhausted from the medrash, because the medrash, what was it talking about? The malachim were eating. Had the malachim eat? the food got burnt up in their mouth. And there still Hashem said to them that you ate basa b'chalav. So it could be, even though it was burnt up, that you still see that it's basa b'chalav. But I actually spoke to someone, Rabbi Berkowitz told me, I think it was Rabbi Berkowitz, he said that he remembers that there was a shaila with Rav Tuvia Goldstein. He had a machlokes between Rav Moshe, with him and Rav Moshe, I think, about burning garbage in an incinerator. Is that considered basa b'chalav? Rabbi Berkowitz said that's what it is. He had a machlokes with Rav Tuvia Goldstein. He wanted to tell you that it's mutter because it's not called basa b'chalav. You're destroying it. You're burning it up. And Rav Tuvia wanted to say that no, but Lamaisa, when you're at the point when it's entering the fire, there still is a transfer of time. So even though it's not the te'elis of eating, but still, this still would be us.
Because I discussed this. That's why he comes out against burning trash cans.
Uh-huh. That's the only problem that's also okay.